Okay. You ready? Start public works.
Hi, Marty.
Yep.
You're ready. Good. Glad you're ready. Vince, seeing this is your last show, I'm going to let you lead the pledge.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, the minutes of October 4th.
Motion, second.
Motion is second. Any other discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, Vince, landfill.
This first one is a shared service agreement.
Your mic's not on.
Yeah, it is.
Now?
Yep, yes. You're on.
Okay. The first one's a shared services agreement with Allegheny County. We have a couple of big back dump trucks. They're off the road vehicles. They carry a lot of material in the box. Allegheny once in a while wants to borrow them. And that's really the impetus to this agreement, but it'll open us up to getting something from them once in a while.
What's considered a rock truck?
They are used for rock, but the main thing about them, they're off the road. Mm-hmm. They can carry a lot more tonnage than what a normal dump truck would.
Right.
What's the crux of the agreement? Just we're both going to swap services whenever, or was there?
Yeah, just shared services when it allows us to exchange equipment between each of us.
Motion.
Second.
Motion is second. Any other discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Now, the next one is authorization to purchase 2 walking floor trailers. These are the transfer trailers for the garbage. When they say walking floor, in the bottom of the trailer, the full length of it, there's a conveyor that just walks the garbage out the back of the truck. And we need 2 of them. These prices are good, and we'd like authorization to buy 2 from that national cooperative bid.
Okay, this is a bid.
It's bid on a national basis. We didn't put out the bid, but someone else did.
Okay. Go ahead, Aaron.
I had 2 related questions. I think these are both budgeted, correct?
Yes.
And how are you with your major equipment budget right now?
Steve?
You have any other major purchases you're thinking of this year? The motion.
Second.
Is there going to be a special paint job, Vince, with your retirement or anything?
They don't let me put those big signs on anymore. They say it's bad public press, but I'd like to put huge ones on, but it's still out there for a vote.
Any other discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay, the next one, when Steve Catherman, we knew he was going to retire and we didn't replace him. We then went to hiring an engineering firm to design these bridges, 5 or 6 a year, plus what's called red flags. The state inspectors will inspect a bridge and say something needs to be repaired. Then you need the engineer sometimes to give us a design for that repair. So we hired Delta engineers to do it. And we talked to other counties about them before you approved their hiring. And the reputation was that they were quick, they were good. And the pricing we understood to be, and we checked it, was much lower than other companies. Now, they've been under contract. They've been coming to our projects. inspecting the bridges, starting the design for next year. And we're pleased with them. They're very good with the field people. They talk that language. They get back to you quickly. So we think it would be a wise thing, this contract that you've approved to end of December of this year. I'd like to get it approved to the end of December next year.
Motion.
Second.
Any other discussion? Motion is second. If not, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
I, in connection with the bridge design, I just want to make one final comment about Steve Catherman. He's officially retired, but he's staying on to handle this County Route 115 bridge in Irwin. A representative from engineering firm stopped in last week to say goodbye to me. And I said to him that one of the fortunate things I really had here was Steve Catherman. And he said to me, Steve Catherman was way above any of the engineers around the state that he ever dealt with. So he was that good. But he'll stay on hand for the Irwin Bridge until that's finished. Okay, so that brings us to the Irwin Bridge. That was that's about a $3.7 million contract. It's the big old green truss bridge that we replaced. We hired a contractor to do it. The steel was scheduled to arrive October sometime, end of September, October. Everything, it's very common that the supplies are behind. This steel won't arrive till it looks like December. Now there is a way, they'll set the steel in December. There is a way to form it up and then you put a tent around that deck, pour it, put the tent around and keep it heated. So then you could open up the bridge, say the end of December. But there's a certain amount of danger to pouring that big a deck. And something happens. I mean, the wind breaks open the tent and then you've lost the deck. So we have agreed with the contractor that we'd like to give him an extension of time till, June 30th of 22. So they'll set the steel in December, wait until the spring when it's warm, form and pour the deck, and then we'll be out of there. Now the detour is a pretty good detour because it's 99, it's parallel close by. So we'd like to give them an extension of time until June 30th of 2022.
Now, just a quick question. What would it cost? I mean, there's, like you said, there's a chance that the tent gets ripped and stuff when it tears it up. What would it cost to do that, to do the tent and winter concrete on top of what?
The cost of that is $75,000 to $100,000. Now there's a little wrinkle here in this one. We put an item in the contract, what you charge us for winter concrete. And they bid zero. And the reason they bid zero is they were confident that the steel would come in beginning of October, and they could pour the deck. They wouldn't need winter concrete. Now you might ask, well, you said how much is it going to cost? I said 75 to 100, but they bid zero. But when you look at the steel being this late, if you want to call it force majeure, or whatever, act of God, it'd be very difficult for us to say we're not paying you winter concrete. So I think we would have to pay them the 75 to 100,000.
And the other question to it is, seeing the feds have already said what they're going to pay and what the state through March Sully's going to pay, that $100,000 would be totally on the county.
Well, I think if we told them we want that winter concrete in there, we believe we would be liable to pay them the $75,000 to $100,000. And the state, I think Jen and Steve have talked to the state, past practice, they would come up with the money to pay for that $75,000 to $100,000 if we told them to do it. I don't think it's a good idea. You have the detour right there.
I just wanted to know who was going to pay, what it was going to cost.
Yeah.
So everybody knows all the facts.
The only extra cost to this, I think, would be there will be some extra cost for the engineering firm for the inspector, but not to the contractor.
Jen, is there any legal issue with us extending this?
It's my understanding that everybody's in agreement to this, right, Vince? This, all the funding sources, the state, everybody's in agreement with this extension?
Yes. Steve had meetings with a contractor and DOT. The federal people, they're all in agreement with the wise thing to do would be to extend it till June.
Yeah, because
I'll make the motion then so that we end up with a better product.
Yeah, because of the circumstances of supply lines and stuff. I think that what we would normally do, we might not on an extension do a resolution, but I would recommend a resolution on this one because of the state and federal funding. That the approval.
I'll second it.
Any other questions? Well, I just want,
Eric. I just want to say that I think it's kind of hard for me to understand why we would have to pay that extra money, but I agree with Jeff that it seems like we're more likely to be sure of a better product if we just extend it, and the delay sounds like it was for reasonable reasons.
Yeah, I think our chances of getting better, you know, if it turns really cold one night, and it didn't have enough heat there to really keep it as temperature is supposed to be, maybe the concrete won't last as long. So
right.
It just takes care of all
that. Yeah. Yeah, but you know, people pour concrete year round in New York State. I mean, my brother worked for Welliver. They were building buildings at Cornell year round and pouring concrete. So it's not a stretch. I think the reason I'm in favor of this is the fact that the detour is such a perfect detour. You have maybe 10 residences that are on that end past Indian Hills Golf Course that have to come south a mile versus go across the bridge that isn't there. So this isn't really a huge imposition on them.
Right. All right, we have a motion and a second. Is there any other discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's carried.
Okay, C, in the mid 1980s, the Department of Public Works took it upon themselves to buy a piece of land out on State Route 54, with your approval, I think, 8.86 acres for $8,500. And they went in there and filled it in. DEC came and said, that's a wetland. It's a protected trout stream. Get out of there. So county pulled out. It's just been sitting there all this time. Now, Andy Barbado and Jen have been working with DEC. They would like us to turn it over to them. So it'll be part of that big wetland area. And I think it would be a good idea. It serves no purpose for us just to own it and not be able to do anything with it.
Did we fill it in at all?
Pardon me?
When we owned it, did we fill it
in? Yeah, that's what happened. We bought it.
Take it back out?
That would be more of a mess than just leaving it. I don't think it'd be a good idea to dig it out. Nobody wants us to dig it out. They'd say, just you did enough damage, just leave it and get out of there.
See, I just was hoping they didn't want us to dig it out before we turned it over.
No.
Trucks still run there.
Okay.
I'll make the motion. We give it to them in the condition it's in.
Second.
Well, my only question would be whether it would be better to just auction it off and let somebody buy it.
That's the question always, Aaron, especially because we paid for it. When we receive the property through an in rem and it's a leftover, you know, we're more free to just sell it. But because we paid for this, normally we would have to put it through the tax auction. However, there is a provision in general municipal law that allows us to transfer for consideration or no consideration to a state agency of this sort. And that's why DEC had approached us to see if that was something that you guys were interested in. It's their game plan to extend the Coldbrook management area with this property because it's complete, it's adjacent to what already exists under that management plan.
That makes sense to me.
It's not on the lake shore, is it?
No.
No.
It's near Colo's excavating.
Since we're in the chain of title, is there any sort of ongoing liability of ours once we turn over the DEC?
That's always a question, but I think it's undeveloped land. I don't think that there's been ever anything actually done there because a majority of it is wetlands and nothing could be done. So, you know, they're open to any discussion except for basically paying for it.
Okay.
So we could ask for a provision of that sort maybe or something along those lines.
I think that's how my motion was to say the way it sits right now. And that's what I meant by that.
Yeah, we don't want them to come back and say, well, you put some fill in here. Now you're responsible for us taking it out. And I think that needs to be very clear that you get it as is, and we're not responsible for what was done before you. John?
Yeah, maybe we could negotiate with DEC to allow us to clean out the Coacton River where we need to.
Thought crossed my mind.
So is there any other discussion? We do have a motion and a second. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
The Avoca School called. They need a small amount of salt for their parking areas in the winter. Asked if they could just come up to our Coacton shop, salt barn, and take salt when they need it and then pay us for it. I don't see any problem at all with that. We do the same thing with DOT down in Greenwood. So I'd like to get authorization for a shared services agreement with the Avoca School District for them to use salt out of our barn.
Motion, Mullen.
Second.
Now, my question is, who determines how much salt they're getting?
Well, they can come.
They get a truckload at a time, or is it a scoop at a time, or how do we figure what the cost is?
It's a truckload at a time, and the shop supervisor will be notified when and what they took, the amount, and then Todd will, you know, prepare the invoice monthly, charge them what we get charged for the salt.
I just wanted to keep track of, that's all.
Yes.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay, the bids. The first one, the stone fill. This is the big rock that we use on the slopes of channels to protect from erosion. This bid, the front page is loaded onto county trucks. We don't use our county trucks for the big rock. It'll tear up the boxes. So the next pages are furnished and delivered. They provide the trucks, they deliver it to us. For some reason, we only got one bidder, and that price is twice what it was in 2021. So what I'd like to do is reject this. Todd knows two other vendors that I think we'd very likely get a bid from. So I'd like to reject it and put it out to bid again.
I'll make the motion to reject it.
Second.
Second. Got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. It's rejected.
Okay, aggregates. This is gravel, crushed stone chips for the roads. Okay, if we go to the first page, quarry stone. This would be out of a rock quarry, not out of a gravel pit. The one we get on that one is the gabion stone, that stone that fills baskets, wire baskets for slope protection. So that's gone. Actually, that it was $25 in 21. For some reason, that's gone down. So that first page looks good. Second page is crushed gravel, FOB plant. We send the truck. They load it onto our truck. Okay, the big one on that is the third line down, 1ST. That's what we use to chip seal our roads. And in 21, it averaged 1540. And so here we've got a couple around 14 and one at 18. So that looks good, that FOB crushed gravel. Now the next one is furnished and delivered. We don't use this, and neither do the towns. I don't believe let's see what happened to the price there. Quadrant one, item four. It went from 1720 to 1795. So I would recommend awarding all those bids as shown. The only suggestion I would have, since no one uses the delivered aggregates, I think you ought to take some consideration, talk to the towns if any of them use it. To make people bid on something that we never use doesn't make much sense. They start to wonder what we're up to. But I recommend awarding all those bids.
I'll move it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 We bought a new grader. We've got a lot of graders, but they're very old, 15, 20 years. We bought a new one. We'll use that for the fine grading. That means grading the gravel for the paving projects. You want to have a real good operation there. Jerry Miller wanted me to buy a plow for the front end of it. I questioned it. I said, I don't want to tear this grader up. But he said that it would be of real use in the winter, and it won't tear it up. So we put out a bid for plow equipment. The price of $30,162.4 is a little higher than we expected, but it's in the budget, and I'd recommend awarding it to this Viking Civvies, I guess.
Okay. Now, does that include the derrick and the wing plow too?
Yes. It's the nose plow. It's a nose and a wing, right, Todd? Yeah, nose and wing plow.
Move it.
For that much money, I just want to see the wing out too with the wing tower.
Yeah. Yeah.
Second.
All right. We got a motion second. Any other discussion? Not all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Now, the next one, it's the pothole machine. This is what we were the first ones in the state to use that a number of years ago, and it really works well. One person in the machine, the nozzle blows out the hole, puts in hot asphalt, then some stone, then some hot asphalt, and it welds a nice patch right in there. It's a good machine. We had some concern that if we bought one of these, the maintenance would be a problem, but Jerry, assured us, look, We use the grinder, which has liquid asphalt going through the hoses. This is no different. He can take care of this. And what happened was the machine that we've been renting, the company just drops the rental off of it to get a new sale price on it. And I think we're at about, we spend about, what is it, about $40,000 a year rental on this. So this is a good machine. This is the one we've been using. So I'd recommend accepting this bid of $19,780 from Monroe Tractor.
So are we buying a machine that's used?
It's a used machine. It's the one we've been using, right, and we'll use it instead of renting in the future.
I'll make the motion. I'd like to thank John for asking the question on that. I don't know how many months ago, because I think this one in particular is going to be a huge savings for us.
I'll second it.
Motion is second. Any other discussion? Not all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay, cutting edges. If you look the third line down on the front page, 5-inch diameter holes, 12 inches on center, it's 11-foot cutting edge for a plow, $168 a section. In 2021, it was $85. So it's doubled. Now this contract, you'll see up on top, it says term contract. That means anytime during that term, November of 21 till May of 22, you can buy off of this and they must provide it to you at these prices. We don't use this. What we do is we let out another bid that says specifically how many of these cutting edges we want to buy. That make, and we want them delivered within a month of award of the bid. Because of that, they can control their pricing better. It's assumed, and it has happened, we get a better price. So I would recommend awarding this, but I talked to Todd and I said, when it comes time to do the specific quantity bid, where we hope to get lower prices, Todd will talk to the towns, see if they want to put in an order and make it part of our bid. It's more practical, but I would recommend awarding this. I don't see where we would buy off of this.
Aaron has,
well, what is the quantity bid that comes right after? Isn't that, or those are dozer cutting edges and stuff, and nobody even bid on it? But there were specific quantities on that one.
I don't know what you mean, Aaron.
It's next page in.
Seems like we got a lot of stuff with Omar.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why. There's a number of items where we didn't get any bids, you know, many more that we did. Okay, then you go back, page six, none. The late ones, the end ones, dozers, trash compactors. No. So why they didn't bid, I don't know. But my only point is that if you bid it with specific quantities, I think the only thing that could happen is the price would go down, and I would expect they would.
So I'll make the motion for the ones that don't have the specific quantities.
No, we don't. There's no quantities on this bid on any of these pages.
Yeah, well, the next few pages, like it says, John Deere 644E, quantity 2, part 101940, quantity 2.
What page?
It's page 16 in the PDF. There's a whole bunch of them that don't have any bids that do have specific quantities.
Page 16?
Yeah.
There's no
page 16. Page 6.
Page 6? I guess I've got a different PDF.
I see yours. Mine says 6, but I see what you're talking about.
Okay, Aaron, that on page 6, John Deere shall be comprised of the following, part T2. Now, I think that's when you buy when you want cutting edges for a John Deere 644E, you would buy these four.
Oh, they've got to be two at a time.
Yeah, for these this machine.
Makes sense.
Todd, I think that's right.
Yeah, they're complete sets.
Yeah.
Yeah, one isn't long enough to go across the full bucket, right?
Yeah.
Yep, so I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Okay, any other discussion? No. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay, up at the landfill, we've had a lot of trouble with Rich at the plant and on phones with internet connection. And so we let this out. And you can see Spectrum down there in the 5-year total to have, you know, internet connection. They're a lot less than the others because they already have the cable up there, apparently. So I'd recommend 5 years. There's a standard clause, 30-day notice to withdraw. Cody is not here, but we checked with IT and they're on board with awarding it to Spectrum for a 5-year term. Internet at the landfill.
Any questions? Motion?
Motion.
Got a motion, is there a second?
Second.
Any questions?
Just on the cancel, the 30-day notice to cancel, is there any commitment for the full 5-year? Jen?
So it was bid out for the 5 years, and the question was presented to me, is there a way out? And I said that our template always allows for a 30-day notice for either party to rescind. So that's where that came from.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Yeah. I did look at that this weekend.
25.
Got screwed over by...
Right? 25 or 35? Which one are we?
Oh, just a second.
Aaron, he's asking you, are you making the motion for the $25,000 for the 50 MBP?
I think the 100, I think it, the 100 would be better. Well, I know it would be better. And I would have thought that it could have went maybe even a little higher than that, but I would pay a little more for the better speed to be more productive.
So you don't get both of them installed. You get one or the other. So which one do you want?
The higher one.
I'll take the 100. That.
The 585 a month.
So the motion's for the 100. The 100 one, and that's 35,100. Just so it's
right. Clear. 5-year term.
5-year term. All right. That's what the motion was in second?
Yep.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
The next one is hydro seeding. When you excavate, do any grading on the slopes, you want to hit it with seed right away, prevent the erosion. Jeff Parker in Soil and Water does this for us. I would like to extend the contract we have with him. He charges for the material only in this proposal. That's what he's done in the past. In 2020, we spent about $35,000. It can be significantly more than that, but I've checked this against contractor rates. This is a lot less. So I'd recommend extending this to Soil and Water.
I'll move it.
Second. A motion and second. Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.
Okay, then the marketing of recyclables. This, again, is an extension of the existing contract. Rich has said we have contracts with multiple recycling vendors, getting good service and good remuneration from them. Casella for our separated plastics, CL Trading for the Bath cardboard, Cascades for the Irwin cardboard, and Weitzman for tins and scrap metal. So I recommend extending the marketing of recyclables, materials, and scrap metal for another year.
Motion, Mullen.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
That's it. We have some executive session, sale of county property.
Okay. There's a motion to go into executive session, but before that, I it's been a pleasure working with you for, I've been here 18 years. Been a pleasure working with you, Vince, and I wish you the best in retirement. And, I'll be envious of you while you're
here. I'll second that.
Yeah, I'll third it.
Thank you. It's been good working with all you, even Scott. even Scott and I have done good things together over these 30 years from that first summer that I tangled with them. Off and on, it'd be bad, it'd be good. We did good things. We did good things together, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
I thought maybe you were moving to Caton and run against Scott.
Thank you. All of us together did. Thanks.
Okay,
so
motion to go
into
executive session.
Yep, it was.
Second.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Got a second. All right.
Aye.
Executive session.
Now we've got some people coming in.
We're out of executive.
Could I ask a question about something that I would like to discuss as related to questions that people had on anything that Public Works can be doing to talk about our long-term dealing with creeks and flooding and gravel in them. Maybe it's in conjunction with having Jeff Parker come in, or maybe he's going to be doing that in AIP, but if we could make that issue something a little more at the forefront.
We have been, I know they've been able to take some gravel out when there's under an emergency, but when there's not an emergency, you've got to deal with, you know, all the snail regulations and the mussel regulations and all that stuff. And
well, I'm just wondering if we could talk about it at an upcoming meeting sometime soon.
I think it'd be good to bring Jeff in. I think it's a good idea.
Jeff's the expert and we have the equipment.
Thanks.
He'll tell you how to do it.
Yeah, I think it'd be very productive as long as DEC will work with us. I mean, there has to be a permit if you're going to go into a creek and all that stuff, but a lot of these creeks and rivers need to be hoed out.
With what Aaron's saying is, do you think we could request Jeff to be at our next Public Works meeting next month?
Yeah.
Why not? Do you think?
Yeah. Certainly.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. We have is there anything else?
I'll move to adjourn.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.